Well, I particularly wanted to be here today to hear John Williamson. He is pastor of Faith Gospel Tabernacle, Faith Gospel Church in Brampton. They just celebrated 40 years of ministry at the church. You know, as you pastor for a number of years, you get to know a lot of pastors. And I would just like to say to you, John Williamson is the gold standard of pastors. He's a pastor's pastor. He loves his people. He has vision for his church. They are able to cast that vision, see God bring it to fulfillment. And I have been encouraged over the years, knowing John, serving with him on Anchor Ministerial Fellowship, which is a ministerial body for a number of years. We served together on the executive. And to see his wisdom, to gauge his character and his joy in the Lord. And so when we were thinking about who to come to speak at this 52nd anniversary, John was the first one that came to my mind. And I'm glad he's here. He's going to minister the word of God to us today. Would you welcome him warmly as he comes?
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor Ken. We just love him, and he loves you. I want you to know that. He's a great shepherd as well. And one of the hardest things for a pastor is not to be at a church service. We feel like fish out of water because we love what we do. It is a joy to serve our congregations because you are a blessing. You really are. And sometimes we don't see ourselves that way, but you really are a blessing to this church. This is a great church. And if you are just new to this church, join it, because I know the pastor. And he is absolutely amazing. We have served together well over 33 years in Anchor Ministerial. And congratulations on 52 years. That's a great number, because I was born in 52. So do your homework there and you'll see how old I am. But we're young in the Lord and there's such a joy. These are great days in which we live. You know that? It's a joy to serve one another. It's a joy to serve the Lord. It's a joy, like you're doing this afternoon, to reach out into the community. What a tremendous opportunity that you have to bring people with you, because God's Holy Spirit moves in incredible ways when the body comes together. You see, God created you and I for fellowship. Many of you realize we need one another. That's why we're called the body of Christ. Every one of us are important to God. And today I just want to bring some exhortation to you. I want to bring, you know, some comfort into your life and strength through the Word of God. We just served communion. We broke the bread. But right now I want to break open the bread of life to you, which is the Word of God. There is nothing more important than our relationship with God and being in the Word of God. I want to encourage you to make sure that you're part of a daily reading Bible program, because this Word is like no other book that you will ever read. Books give us knowledge and information, but the Word of God brings life to us, brings healing to us, brings salvation to us, brings the strength, the comfort that we need, the exhortation that we need each and every day. I cannot afford, even as a pastor, not to be in the Word. I need it. I discipline myself in such a manner where not only am I in the Word, but every single day I join in with Bible Discovery TV that goes through the Bible in a year. So I'm getting a double dose of the Holy Ghost. And we all need that, each and every single one of us. It is powerful. And you really need to be teaching your children, your grandchildren, if you have that opportunity. Because I know we live in a busy world right now. There's hustle and bustle all around us. But if you don't take the time to teach your children the Word of God and to bring them to the house of God where they can see the power and the anointing of God in operation, then we're doing a tremendous disservice. Because this world will put something into their life that you don't want them to have. But if you train up a child in the way they should go, when they're old, the Word of God declares they will not depart from it. That's how powerful God's Word is. It's so powerful in all of our lives. Well, that isn't my message, but just give that by simple way of encouragement and a little introduction. The title of my message simply today is this: You Have Favor with God. Say that with me. I have favor with God. Say it one more time. I have favor with God. Unfortunately, many times we don't always believe that. We think somebody else may have that favor, or maybe I'm not good enough to have that favor with God. You see, most people, by and large, are filled with trouble, insecurities, frustrations, fear, wrong attitudes. It's all around us. You turn on the news, you listen to people, you get involved in politics, and all you get is negative, 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 negative. And after a while, that wears you down. That's why, again, we need to be in that Word of God. Because the Bible says that fear has torment. Even a little fear can trouble you in such a manner where you literally can lose your faith and trust in God. But when you come to that position of realizing that God's on your side, that God's for you, that God is the great architect, that He has a plan, that He has a purpose, He's got something wonderful for you, regardless how young or how old. He's got a great purpose for this ministry and for this church. Why? Over 52 years, this church has had favor with God. Look what has been accomplished. Look what you've been able to do within this incredible city here with over 300,000 people. It's absolutely amazing. Your outreach, what you did at Christmas and so forth, ministering into the lives of others. God gave you the favor, the wisdom, and the resources how to be able to do that. And if God can do that for a ministry or a body or a church, He can do it for each and every one of you individually. But you must realize and come from that position, hey, I have favor with God. God loves me. God cares for me. There's a reason for me living. Most people want to end their life instead of wanting to live their life. There is so much to live for. Now let's turn to the Word of God, to Psalm 8. And I'm reading from verse 1 through 9, and I'll just paraphrase in between some of these verses. But I just want you to get to the place of realizing and understanding who you are in Christ. That's always got to be foremost in your mind and in your heart. Listen to what David said here, because it's a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all of the earth. You must see God bigger than every and any situation that's going on in our world today. God is not surprised by the stuff that we go through. God just wants to get involved in our stuff. He wants us to invite Him in. He wants us to ask for His help. And the moment we do that, He always comes in. I can guarantee you that God will never, ever let you down, because He made His promise through His own word. In all of the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. You need to see yourself not in your strength, but in God's strength. I've been serving the Lord for over 57 years. Got saved at 15 years of age. I never thought that I would ever preach the Word of God or see accomplish some of the things that the Lord had done, because I realized I couldn't do it in my own strength. But I soon learned as a believer that with God, see, the secret is with God, not apart from God, with God. All things, say all things. All things are possible. Even your situation, God can turn it around. I don't know what you may or may not be going through, but I certainly do know the God that can bring you through it. Because in Psalm 84, it says, blessed man go through the valley of Baca. They don't stay in it. The great news is we come out the other side. But even while we're in it, we turn it into wonderful wells of blessing. It's how we handle our situations and not get down on ourselves, but realizing God's on my side. And many of you know that one with God's a majority. When God's on your side, everything works out incredibly. But out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, he gives strength. Because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. I don't know who may be after you, but I know when God's on your side, the devil's the one that has to do the fleeing. Amen? That's why the Bible says in James, resist the devil and he'll do what? He'll flee. Why are we doing the fleeing? Too many times we're the ones that's running. The Bible says you got to speak to your mountain. You got to talk to it. Amen. You got to take authority over it in Jesus' name because you've got favor. My goodness, 2/3 of the angels are with God. Amen. And God's on our side. The devil doesn't stand a chance. Too often we give too much praise to him instead of praise to the one that is the deliverer and the one that saves us and the one that sets us free. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? I mean, David asked this question here, and too often we may stop at that verse. Yeah, I'm nothing. I'm just a little worm. No, you're not. You're a king's kid. You're God's child. He's in control. He really is. Yes, in comparison to God, we look small, but when we humble ourselves before him, he is the one that lifts us up, and he is the one that strengthens him. Wow. But then it goes on to say in verse 5, for thou hast made him just a little lower than the angels, and this is what I want you to understand, you are crowned with glory and honor. Crowned with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of his hand. Do you fully contemplate who you are in Christ and the authority that he has designated to you and to I? And if we will walk in that, number one, we'll stop complaining, we'll start rejoicing, and we'll do the accomplishments that God has ordained you to do over the very works of his hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep, oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, whatsoever passes through the pass of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all of the earth. This is talking about the greatness of the God that you and I serve. And the moment you understand that, you will not contemplate fear again in your life. You will walk in faith. You will walk rejoicing, magnifying God even on your worst day. Raise your voice and magnify the Lord. Because why? The joy of the Lord is your... Lose your joy, lose your strength. And we forget that. Oh, the devil loves to get the children of God down. But we're not going to allow that to happen. We're going to constantly rise above it. Amen. I've made up my mind, no matter what's happened, if I can still get a squeak out, I'm going to squeak, praise the Lord. I'm going to say something. I'm not going to give the enemy any ground whatsoever. You see, you've got to understand, and I have to understand, that God has already declared how valuable we are to Him, and that we can be set free from what anything, for whatever the enemy would try to put upon us, especially feelings of worthlessness or not good enough or any of those things, or the seeds that the enemy would try to put into our heart or into our mind, and to realize, I've got favor with God. If you've got favor with somebody, you can go to that person. You can go to that individual. You can ask them for that help, and you just know that they're going to oblige. They're going to do it. Why? You've got a relationship. We've got a relationship. We're in the Word. We're praying. We're coming to church. We're trusting God. We've got favor with God. Why have we got favor? Because God died for us. Because He loved us. He first loved us. That's why we love Him. But we have got favor. And we'll see this for a moment. In John chapter 17 and verse 22, here we have Jesus praying for His disciples. And in John 16 was His farewell address. And then we go into chapter 17. And listen to what Jesus said to the disciples. And the glory, speaking of the Father, which Thou gavest Me, I have given them. I have passed over that glory to them. Wow. That they may be one, even as we are one. When you take that term glory, the Greek, doxia, simply the honor resulting from a good opinion. Now, most people think that God has a bad opinion about them, right? Wow, I'm not good enough. You know, He's just trying to catch me out in something, ready for me to make a mistake. No, friends, I want to declare to you, God's got a good opinion about you. And when you realize that He's got a good opinion about you, you're going to do what's right, because you want to please your Heavenly Father. You want to do the things that are right. Do you know, there's never been one day in my life where I've ever said, I don't want to go to church today. Never once. It's a joy to be with fellow believers, rubbing shoulders with one another. Even sometimes the grouch that's beside you, it's still a joy to be at church because you'll rub off on them, amen? But don't let them rub off on you. That's the difference right there. Do you know that there's one out of every 10 that's born to aggravate the other 9? That's just the way it is. But you can't allow them to aggravate you. It's just human nature, you know, and we've all met them. But here's the great news. God loves them like He loves us. And God wants to show them His favor. And He can show them His favor through you and through I. Amen? So here we have, you know, my goodness, the honor resulting from a good opinion. It also talks about the power and the glory as God's everlasting divinity, His character. And it's also spoken of as His glory. And that glory is, it's an everlasting glory. It's also brought about as honor and praise and worship, where we just extol Him, where we just magnify the Lord, because we sense the presence of God in our life. I don't know how I could get through a day if I did not have the presence of God in my life. That small little touch, that still small voice that simply says, this is the way, walk ye in it. You know, God may not come with a thundering voice to you, but you just know on the inside. I like to put it this way. When I'm walking in God, I feel the furniture moving on the inside. There's something going on inside here. You just know that you know that everything is all right with God. My goodness, it's absolutely amazing. The Hebrew kabod talks about the splendor or abundance, talking about His glory. And these are things God wants to bring into our life. The beauty, His excellency, again, majesty, beauty, power, greatness, authority, His visible presence in our very lives, all pertains to the marvelous glory of the Lord, where He is showing us His favor, that He's with us, that He's for us, that He's inside of us, He's around us every single day of our life. We need to be aware and conscious of who this incredible situation that God has done for you and I through Calvary. Let's put it like this for a moment. Imagine just for a moment the Lord coming to you today and placing a crown upon your head. Can you just imagine that for a moment? Placing a crown of glory and honor upon your head. Wow. We just saw it recently. You know, you see it with princes and princesses and coronations. I mean, obviously we know the Queen passed away 8th of September 2022. And, you know, my goodness, she died at 96 years of age, you know. She was a godly woman. She really was a godly woman and had great audiences and so forth. She was, Queen Elizabeth II was crowned on June the 2nd, 1953 in Westminster Abbey. And she was the 39th sovereign to be crowned at Westminster. Now, can you imagine the authority that the Queen had when she was crowned, when she went through her coronation? Well, when we got saved, that was our coronation. God crowned us with His love, with His mercy, with His goodness, with His favor. Wow. Do you realize where you were going before your salvation? It wasn't a very nice place. But thank God for heaven. Amen. Heaven awaits us. I'm sure many of you saw King Charles III on May the 6th, 2023 at Westminster Abbey being crowned King of Great Britain and the colonies. Crown upon his head, the promises that he made and so forth before God. Wow. Think of the authority and the position that he walks in, yet God has crowned you and I, which is even far greater. My good friend Claire Gowdy Henderson, who works in the Philippines, she's from Belfast. I'm from Belfast, Northern Ireland, and she just recently received the MBE, member of the British Empire, for working in the Philippines and serving children and so forth there. And when she met King Charles, you know, she said, you know, King Charles, I just want you to know, I serve the King of Kings. But it's so good to meet my earthly king. And she had the privilege of meeting King Charles just at the earlier part of this year in February. But see yourself being crowned with God's glory, with His presence, with His love, with His blessing, with His strength, with His help. You see, we all need to learn to stand on God's Word. That's why, you know, Ephesians 6, verse 11, we've got to put on, the Bible says, the whole armor of God. Think about that for a moment, the whole armor of God. And God has made it all available to us through His precious Word. What is it? You know it well. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, the Word of God, prayer. What an honor, what a privilege that we have that we can communicate with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who will show us favor. Look through the Bible how many times people called on the name of the Lord. He answered them and He showed them great and mighty things. He did incredible things within their very lives. You see, friends, in John 8:32, it says, you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that will make you free. The truth today, church, is simply this. You have favor with God. Walk in it every day. Live in it every single moment. Rejoice in the God of your salvation with joy unspeakable and full of glory. In John chapter 12 and verse 26, if any man, any woman serve me, let them follow me, that where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man, any woman, and I'm adding that in there because man and woman's the same in the Bible, him will my Father honor. See that? Him will my Father honor. It simply means this. He esteems you. He esteems you. Did he not do that with Job? Now, I know most of us don't want to go through that, But the fact is, look what happened. Have you seen my servant Job? There's none like him in all of the earth. Wow. Amazing. And we know the latter end of Job was greater than his beginning. You see, friends, the Word of God will turn your disappointments into success. Every single time. That's why it's critical. Don't take it for granted. Can I make a wee suggestion? A wee one. That's a wee Irish one. Set the phone and tablet down and spend more time in God's Word than you do on Facebook and some of the other garbage that's out there. Because with AI, you just don't know what to believe anymore. But I can tell you, you can believe this. You can believe this because this will not let you down. Hold on to that with all of your heart, soul, mind, and body. You see, friends, if we apply the truths of God's Word and change our attitudes, the Bible says very clearly in Romans 3:4, let God be true and every man a liar. It doesn't matter what mom or dad said about you, a spouse or a failure or whatever happened or took place, I want to declare you a favor with God. Stop carrying your past, put your past behind you. Yes, it's a reminder of what God has done, how he brought you out of it. We thank God for that. Amen? But so many of us stunt our future because we're holding on to something that happened, a disappointment, you know, that somebody said something and it came out wrong, or sometimes people can be deliberate in what they say. But that shouldn't take away from the fact of us knowing that I've got favor with God. God's going to turn it around. God's going to heal it. God's going to bring something better into my life. God's going to bless me. God's going to heal me. God's going to save that loved one. He promised me household salvation. I've got favor with God. I know somebody that can help me with this. You know, God can do it. He really can. But please don't let your past experience and failures condition your tomorrow. God has no limitations. Absolutely no limitations. The sad part is we put those limitations on ourselves because, friends, Jesus' words are spirit and they are life. I'll close out with this here in John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh provideth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and that they are life. You see, precious one, it's so important that you always have a good, strong, positive confession within your life. I'm God's child. I'm going to be okay. Doesn't look good right now, but it's going to turn out all right. Why? Because I've got favor with God. You may look down on me. You may wonder, how can this happen? No. I've got favor with God. You've got favor with God. Why do I say these things? I've proved them within my life. But even if I hadn't proved them, I would have still be preaching the Word of God because that's what it declares. And I will declare the Word of God that I will live and not die. Amen? Hallelujah. I've got favor with God. God's going to help. God's going to turn it around. But I have also proved it in my life because I've had the negative. I've heard people say, oh, you can't build the church. You don't have enough people. You don't have enough money. It wasn't that I didn't have enough money. I didn't have any money. I never have had enough money. But I have favor. And every time there was a need, wow, you can't build out there. It's going to be green belt. There's never going to be any housing out there. What are you building out there for? You're crazy. Well, next time you visit Brampton, God ain't crazy. He knew what he was doing because he has surrounded us. Say it for the last time with me, at least for me here, I have favor with God. Let me pray for you. If there's a need in your life, a hurt, a pain, a sorrow, a sickness, God is here. You know, he's not a far off God. He's near. He's right here. His presence is here. We sensed it the moment we walked into this church, into this building. I've sensed it many times. Different services here at KW. Wonderful. But especially if you don't know the Lord, or if you're watching online and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He's not trying to punish you or put you down. He's wanting to draw you to Himself. He wants you to realize who you are in Him, that you can have amazing favor with the Lord. So first and foremost, if you don't know this wonderful Lord and Savior, pray this simple prayer. Just say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you right now, come into my heart, come into my life, forgive me of my sin. I believe, Jesus, that you're the Son of God and that you died for me. And with your help, I will serve you the rest of my days in Jesus' name." And for those of you who need a healing, just place your hand upon your body. So not in an embarrassing manner or area. Just lay your hands on yourself right now. God is the healer, just like even we partook of the bread. No healing in the bread. The healing's in the Master. He's the healer. The bread was just a point of contact. And just as I pray this prayer of faith, it's but a point of contact. Father, you see the hurt in your people, the need, the brokenness, the disappointments, for some the failures. But God, I pray that as they have heard your word today, that they will realize that with you all things are possible. Mend the broken, the hurting. Heal the sick, Lord. Take away the pain, the discomfort. We take authority over the powers of darkness that would try to come upon them in any manner, any way. Try to oppress, depress. Bind that in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And God, let your healing just cover this house right now. Just flow, Lord, up and down these aisles in and through these seats, taking away the pain, the arthritis. Lord God, just complete healing in the marvelous name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for doing this because, God, you are the miracle worker. And, Lord, we've got favor with you. So now honor your word in your lovely name. Amen.